This week, WGBH Radio is focusing on issues facing the military. We'll get to the political stalemate, known as sequestration, and the defense cuts affecting our area. But first, we're going behind the headlines to a collection of stories that involve service men and women. Some still struggling after returning home, others still facing harrowing experiences overseas. And we begin with veterans returning to school and the challenges only they know. Eric Shinseki is a Vietnam veteran and U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs, and he urges veterans to help one another graduate.
Do good. Take advantage of this opportunity, but help other veterans who are also going through this process with you. There are going to be days when some of them are going to need a little nudge, a little help. That's what we're here for.
WGBH Radio's Elizabeth Ross starts our week-long focus, Serving Those Who Serve.
It's a busy Friday afternoon at Salem State University, 15 miles north of Boston. Between classes, students line up at a coffee shop on campus, while others type away on laptops or talk to friends. It's a typical college scene, but when Phil Lippens arrived here, he felt totally out of place. Lippens had just left the military, where he'd been a sergeant in the 82nd Airborne Division. He had two back-to-back deployments to Iraq in 2006 and 2007, and had seen heavy combat. Lippens came home with a traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. He took medical retirement from the Army, and in the fall of 2010, Lippens decided to pursue a psychology degree at Salem State, but the transition wasn't easy.
I think the biggest thing was not having anybody next to me like I did when I was in the military, especially in Iraq. No battle buddies, and I didn't know anybody here. It was really hard to adjust to the routine in a university as opposed to the routine that I was used to. So different points of views, and I had been under this military mindset for so long, and it kind of took me a while to come around and be a civilian again.
Being a civilian again was difficult. Lippens often struggled with painful memories of the close friends he'd lost in Iraq.
Whenever we lost someone, we didn't just pack up and leave the mission. We stayed out there and we made sure that we brought what we had, the people back. And it wasn't just being exposed to the violence and to seeing your friends being killed, but having to pick pieces of them up and bring them back with you was even harder.
Like many war veteran and military students, Lippens has unique challenges. He's 35 and older than most of his civilian peers. He has a young family to support, and he still struggles with PTSD, especially around the holidays.
This last holiday season was pretty tough. I spent probably just over a month not being able to communicate with anybody, completely isolated and depressed, and just all the symptoms that you would hear about. And I had no way of knowing when it was going to end. I just knew that every day was hell. And eventually it slowly starts to kind of, you start coming back around.
Lippens recovered from this recent episode with the help of his family. But not everyone is so fortunate.
Over the holiday, actually, there was a suicide of a young man that graduated.
Mary DiCillo is an adjunct professor at Salem State.
He was a nursing student here at Salem State, and he graduated in 2011. And, you know, it's a real risk factor, you know, PTSD and traumatic brain injury, and it's a worry.
DiCillo teaches in the psychology department, and Lippens is one of her former students. Together, they're developing a peer mentoring program to help student veterans support one another. Salem State has also been running first-year introductory classes that consist only of veterans and reservists, who make up just over 3% of the total student population. Sam Onesian is the Director of Enrollment Services and Veterans Affairs at Salem State. He says the first year the courses were run, they were very effective.
That fall semester to the following fall semester, we brought in roughly 25 new freshman veteran students, and we retained 90% of them. And, you know, 12 of them participated in that specific course.
It's hard to measure the overall success of these kinds of initiatives because there are very limited figures on graduation rates for student veterans. But what is clear is that with more and more military and veteran students coming in, many colleges and universities have stepped up their support. Meg Mitchum is director of veterans programs at the American Council on Education.
The increase in student organizations, campus support groups, or other mentoring programs specifically for this population has grown from 18% in 2009 to 42% across the country. And the result is that coming up with ways to ensure this type of mutual support, that veterans are providing each other with support, with direction, with access to benefits and resources, is becoming a vital part of all of their programs.
Back at Salem State, Phil Lippens is a success story. After 33 months at the university, he'll graduate in May. Lippens has also just received some more exciting news. He's been accepted into Salem State's Graduate School of Social Work. He's as committed as ever to developing his peer mentoring program and finding other ways to help out student veterans. For Lippens, it's simply a continuation of a mission he started in the Army.
In the military, you've heard, I'm sure, you know, we all go together, we never leave a fallen comrade, all these things where we're a group and we push each other through. You know, we're a team. And I think that in the military, that's the way it is. When you get out and you come into a college, you know, setting, you don't have that. But this program will bring us back together so that we don't leave anybody behind still. We're here now. We're just in a different setting, academic, and we're still helping each other move forward and refusing to leave anybody behind.
Elizabeth Ross, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
While Elizabeth focused on helping veterans in classrooms, there's also help on the battlefield coming from a local company. WGBH Radio's Christina Quinn brings us an innovation that could keep wounded soldiers alive. That's tomorrow in our week-long focus, Serving Those Who Serve on WGBH Radio.